I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 8th, 2020. Mozilla halted the automatic rollout of Firefox 76 shortly after its release on Tuesday. The organization quickly received feedback that the new version caused issues for 32-bit NVIDIA users on Windows and also broke the official Amazon Assistant extension on all platforms, impacting over 500,000 users. Mozilla decided to stop the rollout after discovering that this particular bug would also likely affect other extensions and began the release of a revised version that patches both this and the Windows GPU issue earlier today. The free RDP development team was also recently left scrambling after a major new release. A number of security issues were identified after the project landed version 2 of its Apache-licensed implementation of Microsoft's Remote Desktop Protocol, which led to a newly patched version of FreeRDP being released today. The GNU project has unveiled version 10.1 of its compiler collection. The release announcement highlights the work being done to implement C++ 20 language support in both the compiler and its supporting libraries, and also draws attention to the compiler's experimental feature for statically analyzing input source code. Recent days have produced more twists and turns in the long-running saga of Telegram's cryptocurrency. Having been thwarted by the SEC from moving ahead with its plans, Telegram had been due to repay its investors $1.7 billion by the end of April. However, the company has now made a different offer to its backers, giving them the choice of taking 72 cents on the dollar in cash right now or to leave their investments in place, with the promise of a 110% return in a year's time. It looks as though many investors may be happy with the deferred payout, with it likely being terms of an equity stake in Telegram itself. Meanwhile, a group of independent developers is pushing ahead with its own version of Telegram's open network under the banner of the free TON community. The effort has already launched its own token, and anyone outside of the United States is free to sign its declaration of decentralization and join the new community. Version 4 of the enterprise-level Scylla data store has been released. The open-source NoSQL platform provides a sharded data store and was designed as a drop-in replacement for Apache Cassandra. The release brings support for lightweight transactions along with a beta Kubernetes operator for managing Scylla clusters. The new version also features an additional API that's compatible with Amazon's DynamoDB, while allowing for any mix of on-premises or cloud deployment that the user wishes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/154.